what you're talking about. I can't think of the name we used.
When you were driving a team, what was the bar called that went behind each horse?
Oh, single tree.
And then these attached to the...
Double tree.
And if you sat in a wagon, what would you hold in your hands?
I had reins.
And if you wanted the horse to go, what would you tell him?
Tell him to get up.
And then to make him go faster.
I always use the same thing.
And if you said get up to him, which way would you go?
Straight ahead, I hope.
And if you wanted him to stop, what would you tell him?
Go.
And if you wanted him to come this way, what would
back
you?
Up.
And which way would he go?
Back up.
What would you tell somebody to do if you wanted him to take the horses and put the apparel on them and then attach them to
go
the wagon?
Go harness the horse.
Would this be the same as hitch up?
No. Put the harness on, hitch up is to then put them to an empty wagon, buggy, bind, whatever you use.
If you wanted him to do both of these, what would you tell him to do?
I wanted to do both of them. I'd tell him to go harness the horses and hitch it up to the wagon or hitch it up to the plow, whatever he was using.
Uh-huh. If you were taking the team out for a saddle horse and were going to feed him with one of those things that fits over his head, what would you call the thing?
Well, we never used those then. But I don't know the term for those. We never wasn't raised up with that.
If you were going to break a horse, what would you put on his head?
Breaking? To work, you mean?
Uh-huh.
Well, we would use start over with a halter and then go from the halter to the bit. Right on bit and right on. Right on bit.
I should have asked you before, when you got your team started, what would you tell them if you wanted them to go to the left?
Oh.
And to the right?
Oh, a G.
Did you have any special term for the left horse?
No.
If you were riding a saddle, what would you hold in your hands?
Reins.
And your feet would go in the
dirt.
And under the to hold the saddle on, what would you use?
Girt.
Here we go on some more of that. What would you call? If you were using this to saw boards, what would you refer
horses
to these to? And how about this for sawing a log?
Go ahead.
Well, when you started shaving, what did you use to put the ladder on?
Shaving brush.
Uh-huh. And did your father use a straight razor?
No, safety.
If you used a straight one, what would you use to sharpen it?
Stop.
I asked you about the teeter-totter. What would you call the thing that kids have where they take a board and put it on an axle so it'll whirl around? Well, maybe a stump is used. The pin is driven out. The hole is driven board and board.
Well, I couldn't answer that because I wasn't raised with them. I don't know.
Did you have anything to slide downhill?